Hello, I'm Douglas Gresham, your host for Focus on the Family Radio Theatre. I'm sure you can imagine the scene. A small boy tucked away in his playroom on a rainy afternoon, creating an intricate world of fantasy with stories about a mythological kingdom called Boxen that had talking animals and chivalrous knights. We often take children's imaginative adventures for granted. We may even consider them silly or childish. But for Clive Staples Lewis, or Jack, as he insisted on being called at the age of 4, those days of playful fantasy were very important. They would, in fact, become the basis of stories he would write years later while he was a teacher at Oxford University. We know them, of course, as The Chronicles of Narnia. One need only read the various books, diaries, and letters of Jack's life to see how his childhood in Belfast, Ireland, in the early part of the 20th century, influenced the magician's nephew, the story you're about to hear. The wonder and secrets found in an attic. A young boy trying to cope with the terrible illness of his mother, and an escape into a newly created world. These are things that the young Jack Lewis knew personally. And so did I, for like Jack, I lost my own mother when I was young. Her name was Joy Gresham, and she was the wife of Jack Lewis. I remember well living in Jack's house in Oxford while he was writing The Magician's Nephew, how he would often bring down from his study whatever chapter he'd just finished writing, and the chats we'd have about it. For me, it was always a delight, because I loved the Narnian stories, even before I'd ever met their author. The Magician's Nephew was originally published in 1955. Though it was the sixth book of the seven to be written, it is really the first book of the world of Narnia. Here, Jack Lewis explores not only themes of creation, beauty and hope, but of corruption, betrayal, and ultimately, forgiveness. So if you're tempted to think that these stories are for children only, then you're sadly mistaken. Jack observed that as an adult, he enjoyed so-called children's stories better than he did as a child. He said he was able to put more into them, and as a result, he got more out of them. Join us now as Focus on the Family Radio Theatre proudly presents The Magician's Nephew.